sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right. Hey, bear with me, folks. I'm having a major technical meltdown here on my cell phone service. For some reason, my cell phone does not want to make phone calls this morning. All right. We'll try it this way and see what happens.
Hello, this is Rick.
Hey, hang on, Rick. I got to call you back now because now my phone doesn't want to connect to the board. Hang on a second.
Okay.
All right. Wow. All right. Bear with me, folks. Every Monday, there is always some kind of technical attack. Usually, there we go. Usually, it is on the computer. But today, hello? There he is.
Rick Manning.
Hey, buddy. So today it decided to be on the cell phone. And literally for the past 2.5 minutes, which, you know, actually the last 5 minutes, because I started trying to make this phone call at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern, to get Rick on, which I normally do. We get Rick on before we come on air. And so that's what I started trying to do, was to get him on air. And the telephone kept saying, there is no signal available to you. You can't make a call today. And I tried everything I could, and then I had to restart the phone. And then I did that, and that didn't work either. And then when I called just now, it was not attached. So no one would have heard anything you had to say. So, yeah, it's been, I mean, we had a little bit of a sound glitch during sound check. My tech back in North Carolina said, your sound is really low. And so we fiddled with it and fiddled with it and fiddled with it and finally got it on target. And I thought, hey, all right, pretty smooth for a Monday. Not so much. Okay. Settling in now. So this morning started out good. Had a prayer call with Pastor Carl and First Lady Devin out of Toledo, Ohio. They do a prayer call at 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. my time, for a half an hour, and they invited me to come be a part of it and introduce myself to their audience, which was really cool. So I shared my, they asked me to share my testimony, and that was a good thing. That went very well. And then I tried to get out of bed, and man, I guess my nervous system is starting to come online. And so we might say, oh, praise God, that's wonderful. Well,
no, it means you're feeling things, which means it
hurts. I mean,
I guess it's wonderful. It is wonderful.
Yes.
But it also comes with the downside.
It hurt so bad that my eyes were so watered up that I couldn't see. I mean, like for the first hour. It hurt that bad every time. And of course my left eye has no drain. So when that water pools up, it just spills over and runs down my face. And, the left side of my beard was pretty much soaked. Mm. It was, man, a lot of pain. So my wife brought me the anointing oil, and I put that on and just, you know, started anointing. And I smell like, I smell good. I smell like that, you know, the, hang on, it's frankincense and myrrh. So there you go. All right. Well, welcome. Happy Monday. My goodness. Good to be with you. All right.
Happy Monday, Pastor Greg. And,
thank you.
You know, the one thing about this is we don't have to do a Pastor Greg update now this morning.
No.
Because we just got one.
We did. We can do a quick India update, and I can tell you that we had an incredible service Saturday night in Punjab, and we were able to bless 80 children with summer clothing. 80 orphans received summer clothing, and I preached a message of salvation, and several of them received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, including adults. And so that was glorious. And then my Saturday night, Sunday morning in Telangana, I think is how you pronunciate it. Yeah, Telangana. We started a new ministry down in southern India with a pastor down there. And I shared my testimony, and he said that it was glorious and people were really touched by it. And then he was able to share some of that. He did three services. I only did one of the three, but he shared my testimony and some of the other two, and he said it went very, very well. So we praise God for expanded ministry in India.
Outstanding. That's great news.
Yeah.
You know, that is great news. And since we're talking about the ministry in India, we have, over the past couple weeks, discussed. I'm acting like I'm the host here, and
you're good.
And it's on Wednesday that I get to co-host, not on Monday, but we're going to just do that anyway.
We're going to roll with it.
We're going to roll with it. The one of the things we've been talking about over the last month or so has been the opportunity for people to participate in these ministries through a $10 a month donation. Can you talk a little bit about that? Just remind people about that opportunity, because these ministries are expanding. They're growing. And, you know, the only thing that puts a brake on them at all is lack of resources to continue to help them grow. And so you've offered up this opportunity for people to participate in them. And it's $10 a month. Tell us about how that what that looks like and kind of some perspective on that.
Sure. So, you know, again, you know, in order, everything here is driven by donations, sponsorship and support of our sponsors. If our sponsors are not supported, then they aren't able to give any money. Basically at bottom line, that's it. So, you know, like for example, Simply Clean Foods, we've had to make a little bit of a change there. We are still working with their affiliate program, but you have to go to the banner at the website in order to be able to, for it to count for us, for them to give us a percentage of the sale. MyPillow, of course, you know, you hear their advertisement and do what it says. Use Pastor Greg and use that phone number. The $10 a month is a way for more people to get involved in supporting what we do in both Saving America and in Saving Souls in India. And we'll talk today, and I didn't go into this yet, but bottom of hour number two is going to be a lot about girls and your daughters and young ladies. The Patty Garraway, who is the head of American Heritage Girls, will be with us to talk about how you can help your girls steer through this gender dysphoria and the push to get boys in to your girls' locker room, and B, force girls to become boys if they have any like for anything that the left is now going to deem to be boys. And it's very bizarre, because it used to be about equality and girls and boys competing and girls sports and elevating girls sports. Now it's not about that anymore. Now it's something else. We'll talk about that with her. And then also, we'll have Karen Strawn will be with us, and Karen has been writing about, there's a transgender cheerleader now in the NFL, the first NFL transgender cheerleader. Woohoo. So guys are going to go, well, it makes sense. Because of course, you know, they're trying to get us to, right? No, it does. No, they're trying. Well, of course it does. In the agenda of the woke, it makes sense. They're trying to get us all, you know, to get attracted to hairy male anuses. That's the whole goal. They want us all to be having dreams. We want, close your eyes and imagine a hairy male anus and get excited. That's what they want. And
how do I go from $10 to help India to that?
That is wokeness.
Okay, but
that
my question was, okay, $10 in India, not that.
Well, we want to save. You want to save America? Give me $10 so that I can try to wake more people up to what the answer is that will save America. And the answer that will save America is God and a biblical worldview and Jesus Christ. And man needs to stop trying to act like God by turning boys into girls and girls into boys and getting boys to like boys and girls to like girls and breaking down every bit of God's natural order and natural law. That's what.
Not disagreeing with you.
And then we'll talk China with Dr. Harlan Ullman, who is an expert in that, and you can actually find more about him through his U.S. Naval Institute involvement, as well as his advisement as a senior advisor with the Atlantic Council. And my system is now deciding to go nuts, and of course that makes perfect sense to me, because the left absolutely hates it when I expose what they're, when Satan does not like when he gets exposed as to what he's really up to. And what he's really up to, ladies and gentlemen, he hates us. The devil absolutely hates us. I mean, red hot hate, because we were created in the image of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world, Satan, you're done for today. You're done for today. And for everyone listening to the program right now, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for breakthrough for you in this day and in this week. I declare that you'll be victorious. We will turn our eyes to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we will be victorious. And I speak to every bit of word seed in the ground in the United States of America to bear fruit now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me get things straightened out. There we go. Okay, we're good. Okay, Rick Manning is my guest, President of Americans for Limited Government. Welcome back, those of you that changed the dial and came back. I love it. Now, Rick's first thing to me coming into the break, he says, Pastor, when you started talking about that thing that you talked about, you know you lost people. I'm going to close, and then we're going to move on because we want to talk about the economy. I'm going to close by just saying this. I want those of you that have stayed with me, and maybe those that will come back, I don't know, but those of you that stayed with me, I want you to understand that what I described, and I'm not going to say it again, but what I described is being put in front of 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. And they are being told, as a boy, you should like this, you should want this, and they are grooming those boys for pedophiles. And they are doing the same thing with little girls. And it is absolutely disgusting. The girls have nowhere to go. And when a state like Florida and a governor like Ron DeSantis signs a bill saying we're not going to have any of that nonsense in the classrooms of 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-olds, the media goes nuts and claims that it's an anti-gay bill. That's what they call it. It's an anti-gay bill. And I love Ron DeSantis's answer. Let's actually say what this is. Does it say anywhere in there anti-gay? Or does it say that we're not going to force 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-olds to have conversations about X-rated sex? That's what it's saying. We're not going to have 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-olds have conversations about X-rated sex. And if you can't agree with that, if you don't think that that's appropriate, if you think that 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-olds should be involved in that, then you have a very sick and demented mind, and you need psychological help. You are a mental health risk, and you need help. And I suggest that you get it. And if you're standing there in the middle and you say, well, I'm not into that, but I don't think, shut up. Just shut up. You're a predator and you're helping predators and you're a pervert. And if you're in the media and you're lying about these things and you're pushing this agenda, you're a pervert and you're a pedophile. Got a problem with that? Come find me. All right. Let's talk about the economy that they're lying about. Hey, everybody, you know what? Prices are going up. You can't put gas in your car. You can't put milk on your table. Your grocery bill went from $105 to $215. And hey, but you know what? Everybody's got a job, but nobody can afford to pay the rent. Rick?
Yeah, the... What we have is a case where you have real value of your dollar going down pretty dramatically. When President Trump left office, We were regularly seeing real dollar gains, real wage gains of as high as 4% a year. And now real wages are down over 3%. What that means very simply is you might get a raise at work, but you're still not keeping up with inflation. And we now know that some of the people who are economists trying to predict this stuff have finally figured out that this is really bad. When you spend a lot more money, you flush the entire world with a whole bunch of cash, you devalue your dollar. But when you go on top of that with a supply chain crisis, which is exacerbated by the energy policies and the unwillingness of this administration and the unwillingness and Europe for that matter, and the unwillingness of this administration to really do the things necessary to open our Western ports and make them productive and get goods flowing from Asia. We get 40% of our goods from Asia. When you refuse to do that, well, guess what? You have on the supply side, you can't get stuff, so prices go up. And because you've got so much cash in the system, you've created inflation. That's how you get 8.6% inflation. And that number's, we're going to look back on that number in 6 months as the good old days. And the concept that we have a thriving jobs economy, I am concerned it's very short-lived, because there's already something in the economists called demand destruction. What that means is simply when things cost too much, people stop buying them and make choices, and they don't buy as much stuff. And as a result, the demand for that stuff goes away. As a result, the need to buy to make that stuff goes away. And that's the cycle that why inflation always leads to a recession, because recession is how it slows the economy down and sucks up all the, and essentially makes it so you collapse the economy. That's how you get out of the inflationary cycles. It's historically true. It's been true forever. And just because Joe Biden and AOC think it shouldn't be true doesn't mean it isn't.
All right. Rick Manning has been our guest. Americans for Limited Government. Get over there and get signed up, by the way, at Americans for Limited Government.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to have with me. He is globally recognized as one of the thought leaders and strategic thinkers. Among his better known innovative concepts are Shock and Awe, a brains-based approach to strategic thinking, and Massive Attacks of Disruption. A former naval person and swift boat skipper in Vietnam who carried out over 150 combat missions, later commanded a destroyer in the Persian Gulf. He's advised heads of government and industry, and he's also chaired several companies. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. Harlan Ullman. Dr. Ullman, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, that's a very kind introduction. Mike, nice to be with you, too.
My pleasure. My pleasure, sir. Well, my. So, first of all, let's talk about your new book, The Fifth Horseman and the New Mad: How Massive Attacks of Disruption Became the Looming Existential Danger to a Divided Nation and the World at Large.
Delighted. The book starts off with five quotations. I'll just recite two.
Okay.
The first one comes from the Declaration of Independence, which is the most trenchant line that goes, "When government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and establish a new one." And the second quote comes from Lincoln, 1858, "A house divided cannot stand." And that's where I'm afraid we are in America. The Constitution is under great assault for a number of reasons. But the question here is, can it deal with massive attacks of disruption and even relatively so-called small attacks? The largest precursor of this, of course, was COVID. When COVID arrived about 2 years ago, it would ultimately claim more American lives so far than were killed in battle in every war we fought since 1775. The massive disruption there is clear, but we really are unaware of what the larger complications are. And even in Ukraine, where you have this horrible war going on that's destroying a country, it's also destroying food supplies, and hundreds of millions, even billions of people be affected. And even NATO is being affected because Sweden and Finland, as you know, have applied for membership. But Turkey, also a member of NATO, is somewhat reluctant. So we see how all these events are having hugely disruptive effects. And you can focus on the most current one, the the January 6th hearings that are now ongoing on television this morning. And one result is absolutely clear. They will further divide the nation. And that's where we are. And the book goes into great detail about how we changed the trajectory and recommends a number of issues from a large private public infrastructure investment fund to specific changes in the nature of our government in terms of organization of both branches.
Well, it's interesting because you brought up the Declaration of Independence, and of course that also leads to our Constitution, and the reality is that we're no longer acting as a constitutional republic, which is what our founders originally gave to us. And I think it's interesting to note, and I know that you are, someone who's studied a great deal about this. China did a 20-year study on our country to try to figure out, the CCP in particular, did a 20-year study to try to figure out what was our greatest strength and where would it be most advisable for them to attack if they wanted to bring America down. And their original thought was that we were a superior military power, so they needed to be concerned or concentrating on military. They checked that off and said, no, that's not it. Then they went to industry, and they checked that off, and they said, no, that's not it. And as they moved down the list, they ended up at the church and at our Christian faith. And they determined that it was our faith that unified us. It was our Christian belief system that gave us the platform that even if we had disagreement, we could do so with respect and with an ultimate sense of for the goodness of our country. And so they went after our church, and I would suggest that they've destroyed the infrastructure of our church and that is playing a huge role. I think John Adams said that our Constitution's only fit for a moral people, and I would suggest, Dr. Ullman, that we're no longer a moral people.
No, I wouldn't. Let me kind of add that as a different direction. I have three chapters on China and Russia. And quite frankly, and I first went to China 35 or 40 years ago. I won't say I'm a Chinese expert, but I know quite a bit about China. I think China decided that the best thing that they can do about the United States is nothing and let the United States tear itself apart. And quite frankly, I think we are still a moral people. But I think what's happened, and let's go back to the checks and balances of our Constitution. Our system of checks and balances only works in which one of at least one of three conditions are present. First, one party has a veto-proof majority of both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue and five votes in the Supreme Court. That's not going to happen, I think, in anybody's lifetime. Second, a crisis like Pearl Harbor and unify the country as it did on December 8th, the day after the attack in 1941. But COVID, who has killed more people, has disunited the country. Or last, if you can have stability and compromise. And as you're seeing with the January 6th hearing, even though they are being conducted with a level of decorum, stability and compromise on both sides attacking each other certainly has been lost. So right now, our Constitution is not working unless or until one of these conditions is established. And I think the Chinese are clever enough to say, let them boil in their own water. And quite frankly, I don't think that China would do things any differently or be more successful because we're making quite a mess of it right now, simply because both parties are being dominated by the extreme wings and because there's no longer any idea of civility and compromise. Even this, look, this gun control legislation is probably the bare minimum of what we can do when a lot more, in my judgment, is probably needed. But it just shows the limits of where we are simply because both political parties have hatred now for the other side. And under
okay.
those circumstances,
let me ask you a question.
Sure.
In schools today, pornography right. is introduced to children at the age of five. And
I can't believe that. In some cases, I don't believe that quite.
Well, that's then you need to do better research. If you don't believe that, then you need to do better research because you're uninformed, and that is a huge part of our problem right now. And is that we have a large swath in our country that for whatever reason is not getting this information or is not investigating this information.
Let me put it in a different direction.
Okay.
I think you'll agree with. The fundamental problem with education in the United States is that what is the basis for education? It's learning. It's learning. And we're not focusing on learning. We're focusing on what's so-called is education, which varies from school board to school board. And quite frankly, I mean, I'm old enough. When I went to grade school, our teachers were either guys who had served in the war and got the GI Bill to become teachers, or women who had been in the profession for 25 years. And in many ways, you know, I was 10, 11, or 12. Those were some of the best teachers I ever had, including my time at graduate school. We've lost that. And the turnover in teachers in this country is obscene because many people just quit the profession for all these reasons. And the educational system obviously reflects the problems we're having at society in large, which gets back to my book about massive attacks of disruption. Mm-hmm. These need to be dealt with. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. It's taken us years to be put into this situation. In fact, I date in my book the start of the rot on August 7th, 1964, when the U.S. Congress and Senate passed with only two dissenting votes the Tonkin Gulf Resolution over North Vietnamese peacekeeping attacks that didn't take place that got us into the quagmire of Vietnam. At that stage, 75 to 80% of Americans trusted the government. What percent of Americans trust the government as well as virtually every institution today? It's in the low 20s. And when you have this decline in trust and confidence and credibility of institutions, you're talking about religion, education, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to govern a country when nobody trusts anybody. And that's when it really started in my judgment.
Now, I think that probably plays a role in it. I think that the misunderstanding. I was a Russian linguist in the Cold War. The disinformation campaigns that have been launched against our country, going back really to the end of World War II, by communist Russia. You know, the 45 goals, the naked communist and the 45 goals of the communists that was entered into congressional record in 1963. You go down that list. Have you looked into that list and compared that to some of what you're talking about?
Well, my PhD was in the Soviet Union in Russia.
Okay.
And decision making.
Excellent.
And so I'm very familiar with that. But so, the interesting thing is, what's interesting though, is that what that, and a lot of their disinformation propaganda was absolutely nonsense. But what it did do was to contribute to the people like Joe McCarthy, who then completely disrupted the country. And incidentally,
right.
I mean, if the Russians or the Soviets had been clever, they would have played to that kind of weakness. But that just happened inadvertently through no fault of their own. But that was really the destructive mechanism in terms of the anti-communist backlash.
All right, hang on.
That probably did far more damage.
Hang on. Okay, we got 10 seconds. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk about that. Let's talk about McCarthy a little bit, and let's discuss that. I love it. It's a good conversation. Back right after this, folks.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water. And that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water. And all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And We pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because
because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Dr. Harlan Ullman, and his new book is The Fifth Horseman and the New Mad, How Massive Attacks of Disruption Became the Looming Existential Danger to a Divided Nation and the World at Large. So let's talk about these disruptions and what they're viewing, how they are dividing our nation. And you know, you and I had some great conversation in the break. And I think we would have some very long and detailed conversation about a number of these things, and possibly come down on a number of them from some different perspectives. But
sure.
But what you're talking about in your book is the inability for two people like you and I to have a good civil conversation that causes both of us to go back, look at what it is that we think about a particular topic, do a little more research, do a little more what have you, right? And then come back and talk some more about it. But the underlying pinning is we both love this country. We both want to see America come together again. And we both, I think, believe that America plays a critical role in the success not only of the United States of America, but in the world at large, because what we have been given, our model, is something that many, many, many nations aspire to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the difference between our... We've had a civil and polite discourse that's respectful. That is no longer the case in America.
Right.
Because I said the credibility and the belief that you can believe in anything has virtually disappeared, as I noted going back to the Tonkin Gulf Resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And my book goes into ways that you're not going to fix that overnight, but knowledge and understanding are critical. And what's happened today is that knowledge, understanding, truth, and fact have been taken over by innuendo, by rumor, and opinion. And unless or until we can go back to basics on which people will agree, we are in trouble. And the book goes into ways that we need to fix it. The other point I'd like to make is that the reason we're in so much trouble is because the combination of technology, the diffusion of power, and globalization have made society hugely advanced. I mean, think about America today as opposed to when you were growing up. But that has created vulnerabilities. And supposing, for example, I took away your cell phone, or I took away your internet, or I took away your electrical power, or I took away all these basic things, that has created these vulnerabilities, which massive attacks of disruption are now targeting because we never realized the downside. And this comes from weather, from environment, from failed and failing government, cyber, social media, terror, debt, you name it. And unless we understand that there are ways of dealing with these that require common sense, you know, the trajectory of this country is not good. And I would argue on the current trajectory, Greg, the best outcome right now will be a major diminution in the standard of living for most Americans and the elusiveness of the American dream, which simply will not be available. That's where we're headed, and it could be a lot worse. But if we understand that and reverse course, which we can do, then I think that the outcome could be much better. But at this stage, I'm afraid my pessimism, or I should say my objectivity, is now wavering towards a bad as opposed to a better outcome.
Yeah, I guess the challenge, right, is this issue that, you know, how do we come to the table, so to speak, together, and find that commonality when I think we have so many things that are working so diligently to try to pull us apart. We talked earlier in the program a little bit about the education issue and what's happened to our education system, and I've stated on this show that I really believe that our education system has been under attack for probably now the last 60 years. And, you know, and anybody who, you talk about going to graduate school in 73, I graduated in 80. You know, anybody that graduated probably mid 80s in this direction, was given an education that is polarizing, if you will, in not creating some of the foundational things that you need in order to be able to come together and have the kind of conversation you and I've had.
Absolutely. And this is the basic, but the basic issue of education is learning, and learning is to enable people to think better, to be able to use their skill set. And as you pointed out, in the 80s were very much a result of the Vietnam War, the issue over race, and all sorts of other social issues, mm-hmm. that because initially of Vietnam formed this divisiveness in the country that has just gotten worse over time. And we've also lacked the leaders. I was watching CNN on Watergate last night, and Elizabeth Holtzman, who was a young member of Congress from New York who voted for impeachment of Nixon, mm-hmm. made the comment that, where are the leaders today? Where are the Howard Bakers? And where are the Barry Goldwaters? Both sides. Mm-hmm. Because she said they're just lacking and missing in government. And, you know, no matter what your opinion is of certain people, you know, if Trump runs against Biden, we got two 80-year-old guys running for the presidency. Now, that to me, on face value, suggests that there's something wrong here in our political system, that we don't have any young, fresh blood. I mean, think Teddy Roosevelt was, what, 43, 44? Mm-hmm. Jack Kennedy was young, and even Barack Obama was young. Mm-hmm. But now we have geriatrics. And one of the things that destroyed the Soviet Union, as you will know, mm-hmm. is that Brezhnev was dying forever, and that country was being run by geriatrics.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through the guys that followed him, Andropov, they were dying like flies, and in came a young Gorbachev, for better or for worse. But my point is that when you have the possibility of two 80-year-old guys running against each other, that does not necessarily smack of a healthy democracy.
Well, and I would argue that in addition to that, we're not supposed to be a democracy. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, and I think that we, the people, have been, well, and again, it goes back to, we're going to run out of time, but I agree with you, because it goes back to the distrust issue. On both sides, the distrust of government as a whole. But then that goes back to the lack of understanding of what our government is supposed to be. And I tell people all the time, look, if you think that politicians are liars and cheaters and thieves, go look in the mirror. Because if that's not who you see in the mirror, and I don't believe that that is who you see in the mirror, then that shouldn't be who you see sitting in the seat representing you. Dr. Ullman, thanks so much for being with me. I greatly appreciate it. We'll be back with more after this.
Thank you, and plug my book, please.
Yes, sir.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.